We're going to continue again in the Mahalach of Pilpul this week. So, beginning of the Parsha, Vayi Rov Ba'aretz, Vayirid Avram Mitzrayim Lagur Sham, V'chulei, and then Avram was worried. Vayomer Al-Sarah Ishto, Hinei Na Yadati Ki Isha Yefas Mar'e'at, V'hoya Ki Yirosach HaMitzrim, the Mitzrim are going to see that you're beautiful, V'amru Ishto Zos, V'hargu Osi, V'osach Yechayu. They're going to want you, Sarah, and they're going to kill me, and they're going to keep you alive. Imrina achosia, please tell them that you're my sister, or niece is one shot. L'mani tavli b'avurech v'chaysa nafshi b'glalech. They should give me matanos v'chulei. So to focus on the line that Avram said, v'hargu osi v'osach yechayu, that they are going to kill me and stay alive. So first, there's a pshat. Is there something called a medrash pliya? Besides for the general midrashim, there's a sefer called medrash pliya. I don't know much about when it was compiled and the background of it, but generally the way that midrash pliya work is it'll quote a pasuk and then say something which makes almost no sense from it. It'll say mikan a certain halacha. So the medrash pliya here says imrina chosiat. That you see from this pasuk that you can shecht for a chol on Shabbos. You have a chol on Shabbos. He doesn't have any meat to eat. There's only nevelas available. You're allowed to shecht for him. So what's the pshat? So Rabbi Yonatan Eibeshitz says a pilpul to explain how you see from this pasuk the halacha of sheshocht mikan sheshochtin lechol b'Shabbos. So we're going to say over the pilpul and then. I'm going to say over another pshat, and then we're going to focus on discussion about what Rav Yonatan Eibeshitz says. So, to start off, the Balei Tosfos was here. You'll see it in the Das HaKeinim and the Chizkuni. They ask a very basic question. What was these B'nai Mitzrayim? Avram was saying a cheshbon for the Mitzrim. What were they going to do? So, they're B'nai Noach. They have a Chiyuv Zayin Mitzvos. Are they Shomer Zayin Mitzvos? Are they not? The Tosfos and the Chizkuni they say that the reason why Avraham said they're going to kill me is because they didn't want to be over Isser Eshes Ish, one of the Zion Mitzvahs is Arayas. So the Tosfos asks, how could it be that they only... So he asked on himself, if the pshat is that Avraham said was concerned that he was going to get killed because the Mitzrim didn't want to be over on Arayas, So Tosfos asks, so why weren't they concerned for Shvichas Damim? Zog Tosfos, for Bia, on every Bia they would be over, so it's multiple times in Avera. Shvichas Damim is only one time. So Tosfos and Chizkuni say they prefer to be over in Isra once, over many times. So it sounds like really Avram was saying in the Das of the Mitzrim they would keep Zion Mitzvahs, but they couldn't hold themselves back, and they preferred to be over an Isser one time than many times. So if Yonatan Eibeshitz says, based on this Tosfos, Then he takes another step to explain before we get to Medrash Pliya. There is a Ran in Yuma, on Daf Hey in Yuma. The Ran says, what's the pshat that you're shochet for a chola on Shabbos? Lemaisa shchita on Shabbos is a malacha isakaris. You could have eaten from a different animal which wasn't shechted, which is only nevela, which is only alav. So the Ran says, the Ran just says paskening there that it's preferable to shecht for a chola on Shabbos than for the chola to eat from nevelas, because since on each zayas and zayas that you would eat from the nevela, there's a lav. That's worse than being over an isser chamor one time. Again, it's preferable to be over one chamor avera of shchita b'Shabbos one time, opposed to being over an isser kal numerous times. Now, let's bring this back to the case of shvichos damim and gilai rayos. What is the type of misa you get for shvichas damim, and what is the type of misa you get for gilai rayos? So shvichas damim is Herig, Saif. It's the third of the four. Skila, Sreifa, Herig, V'chenek. Okay, so if you kill somebody, the Misa is by sword. Eishes Ish is the fourth of the category, which is Chenek. So here we have Ritzicha, if they were to kill Avraham, it's one time, and it's more than Eishes Ish. But this is the same question. They have a choice. Would they be over an Isser Chamor of Shvichas Damim one time, or would they be over an Isser Kal of Eishes Ish numerous times, because Isser Ish, and Eishes Ish. With Avraham, because it's only Chenek and not Herig. So that's Mishnah Sanhedrin. The Mishnah Sanhedrin, Skila, Strefa, Herig, the Chenek. The Gemara has we'll get there. The Gemara has what?
Apart from again,
Gemara has Limudim that is the Seder of which is more Chamer, which is more Kal. The Gemara has reasons why. Now, so Zotim Yonos and Ibishet, that's the Raya from Mikan Shoshok Nechol B'Shabbos. From the fact that Avraham said the cheshbon of the Mitzrim was they'd prefer to be over an Isser Chomer one time of Shvichas Damim over an Isser Kal of Eishes Ish numerous times, that's a raya that it's preferable to do one Isser Chomer of Shechita B'Shabbos, which is an Isser Kares, that's better than being over an Isser Lav numerous times of Nevela of every Achila V'Achila on Shabbos. So it's with Avram's cheshbon of the mitzvah keeping his mitzvahs appropriately.
It'd be adultery, right?
Yes.
So adultery is.
It's more kal than shvichas damim, but there's numerous isurim involved for however many.
Wait, so that's a raya that
it's preferable to do one iser, one chomer iser,
many
kal isers. That Rav Yonos Naim says. What?
Gimel chomeros have different levels of
Chumrah? Well, as Gimel Chamurus is Yarg Vayavor. Here we're talking about doing Chayef Misa for you proactively doing one of them. No one held a gun to the Goyim's head saying, be Bo'ol Sarah or die, kill Avram or die. That's Yarg Vayavor. This is, if you do an Avera, how Chamur is it? So that is the Medrash Pliya. That is the Tosos Nechazkuni, that is the Rinos Naibish's Pshat, based on the Ran in Yuma. Now the rest of the Shir, pretty much what I want to discuss is I pretty much just want to quote from Rav Yosef Engel. Rav Yosef Engel, also an Achron who discusses these types of Klolim, he has a whole Simen, Klal Tezvov, we'll see in a second, where he tries to bring Rayas back and forth. If what's stronger, one chamor iser or many kal isurim? Before we say over that those examples, I just want to say the kli chemda on this pasuk, which is touching upon some of the nekudas that Rav Yonos Naibishit touched on. So again, he kli chemda, the first os in Lech Lecha, he quotes the pasuk. He makes a ha'ara. L'chora Avraham said an extra lashon. The hargu osi, the osach yechayu. Why is he adding they're gonna kill me and let you live? Of course they're gonna, if they kill me, they want to be with you. Of course they're gonna let you live. It almost sounds like he's like playing favorites. Like, oh no, they're gonna kill me, but you, they're gonna let live. They should have killed you too. It's like a very strange lashon in the pasuk. Hargu osi v'osach yechayu. So he answers how to understand this lashon. And get ready for this cheshbon, that as we spoke about before, different times, last week, Avram kept Kol Torah Kula, and the Shail, if he kept it as a Ben Noach or as a Yisrael. Now, I'm sorry, first step, Plechemda asked the question from Tosfos, what was the cheshbon of Ben Noach? Do they care about Zion Mitzvahs? Then how could they kill Avram? Oh, they don't care about Zion Mitzvahs? So they could just be Bo'ol Sarah. What's the draw here? And he doesn't go with Tosfos' Mahalich of one Avera versus many Averas. This is where he veers away from Tosfos. So he says, Avraham kept Kol Torah Kulo. He wants to suggest, as a Yisrael, one of the rayas that the Parsha Shtrachim brings, the Parsha Shtrachim is the one who has the whole discussion. He's the main source for the discussion of if Avram didn't Ben Noach or Yisrael, was the fact that Avram was Moser Nafsho by the Kivshin Ha'esh by Nimrod. So we paskin Ben Noach is not Mitzuv on Kiddush Hashem. How come Avraham was Moser Nafsho? It's a raya that he was a Yisrael. So Avraham was Choshesh that the same way he treated himself like a Yisrael, Sarah would also treat herself like a Yisrael. And a Yisrael has to be Moser Nafsho, a Kiddush Hashem. So Avraham was worried that when they want to be Boel her, she also won't want to be over the Aver of Gilu Arayos. And Avraham was worried that she was going to let herself, she was going to be Moser Nafsho, b'makom Tadubia. Even though we know that for Noshim, like Gilu Arayos, it's Karka Olam, it's not really doing a Maisa, but there are explanations over why here it would be considered a Maisa. Let's not get involved in that cheshbon. So Avraham says, "V'haya ki yoru osach haMitzrim v'yirt." So what does it mean when the Mitzrim see you? When the Mitzrim see you, Sarah, they're going to want to be boel you, and you're not going to want to because you're going to want to be Moser nefesh because you treat yourself like a Yisrael. The same way I was nefesh by the Kivshin Ha'esh, so to you want to be Moser nefesh, be mokum to be over the aver of Gilu Arayos. And the Mitzvah are going to understand all this. The Mitzvah are going to say, why are you killing yourself, Sarah? Why are you letting yourself be killed instead of doing Gilu Arayos? It's because you're an Eishes Ish. Oh, you're an Eishes Ish. Look, the Mitzvah, we can take care of that. We'll kill Avraham, and that way you won't be an Eishes Ish anymore. Meaning, Be'etzem, the Mitzvah didn't care for any of the Zion Mitzvahs. Until now, in the Cheshbon we had before with the Balei Tosfos, they did care about Zion Mitzvahs. It just was a question of which one is more Kal, which is more Chamor. They'd rather do Isser Shvichas Tamim instead of being over Eshes Ish B'kol Bia V'Bia. However, here the Klei Chemda is saying the Mitzrim do not care about Zion Mitzvahs Klal U'Klal. They had a different problem. Sarah's going to let herself be killed. They can't be with Sarah. So that was, Avraham was concerned that they would realize that, and therefore they would kill Avraham. And that's Pshat, Osach Yechayu. That's the Hemshech of the Pasuk. The Horgu Osi, the Mitzvah are going to want to make Sarah not an Ashes Ish. Because if Sarah is an Ashes Ish, Sarah is going to be Moser Nefesh before they could be with her. So how are they going to take care of Avram's problem? How are they going to take care of that problem of Avram, of Sarah being an Ashes Ish? They're going to take care of the problem by killing Avraham. And through killing Avraham, Sarah won't have to kill herself or let herself be killed. And she could simply be Boel Beratzon. There's no Gilu Arayos. It's a Pnuya. It's a Pnuya Baal Pnuya. There's no Eishes Ish anymore because she's not married to Avraham. So that's Pshav, the Osach Yechayu. V'horgu Osi. Through killing me, Osach Yechayu. Through killing me, Avraham says, that's why she's going to be able to, they're going to see, oh, you'll be able to stay alive and not be Moser Nefesh because there's no more Gilu Arayos. Therefore, tell them, Achosia, tell them that you're my sister. That way, when you say that you don't want to be with them, they'll know it's not because of Mesiras Nefesh, because there's no Oasis Ish here. It's she's a Pnuya, if you tell them you're my sister. So what are they going to do? They'll give me matanos. They'll try to talk to the brother to allow, you know, to get her to be maskim. And that was Avraham's cheshbon. That is the Klei Chemda's pshat.
I want to tell you, Achosia, help with this case, because then they would still try to get, you know, the goal there, and then she's going to be Moser Nefesh.
So not be Moser Nefesh, because there's no...
If she knows that she's Sarah's husband, telling them Achosia is not going to help her, she's going to be Moser Nefesh.
So, when she tells them no, the cheshbon that he has is when she tells them no...
They'll listen.
Because they'll know it's not because of Mesiras Nefesh. They'll say it's just because, if they think it's Achosia, they'll think it's just because she has no interest. Whereas if it's Eishes Ish, they'll think it's...
According to this, that's what he says.
Yeah, that's what you have to say. That's what he says. Yeah.
Wait, but I have a question.
Yes.
I hope this is one of these aspects.
Yes.
That he would, if he said that he's a sister, then they're going to be interested in being with her.
Right. Meaning that she's still an Eishes Ish? That's what he just asked, yeah. Okay, we'll talk about that afterwards. That, the way he says it is that they're not going to have, when she says no to them, they're not going to force her, they'll accept it, they'll just think she has no interest, because they'll understand they're...
So what? But they were forced with women, they didn't treat women like, oh, okay, you said no.
Right. I hear the horror. Okay, now, let's go back to the Ran. So the Ran of that said that it's better to shecht for a chola on Shabbos to do one Isser Chamor, that's better than being over an Isser Kal many times. So let's go back to that. I pretty much just want to quote from, this is in Rabbi Yosef Engel Sefer, Lekach Tov, Klal Tesvav. So the first thing is just in this case itself, about in our psukim, that we said that Ritzicha is more Chamor. So he asks, first he asks Leib's question, that it's a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon in Sanhedrin holds that chenek is more chamor than hereg, which will make eshes ish more chamor than skila. Sorry, than hereg, than shvichas, than shvichas damim. Eshes ish will be more chamor than shvichas damim. What? Rabbi Shimon, it's a machlokas tanoim in Sanhedrin. In which case, you will lose the cheshbon of the medrash plea of this being a raya. Which is fine, but yeah.
But no, it's not hard to believe because they actually did take her. No, she didn't want to be with them. She said they're sisters, so they actually did take her. So it's not hard. So it's true.
Let's not discuss what happened afterwards with Paro and Nega. It's not clear, but. Let's just focus on Avram's cheshbon here. So he asked, number one, it's not true according to Shimon. Number two, by Ben Noach, there's no four categories. Bnei Noach all get the same misa. It's a machlokas if the misa they get is Herek or Chenek, but they all get the same misa. So l'chora, there's no chumra and kula as far as Eishes Ish and Shvichas Damim are concerned. So again, the whole cheshbon falls out because how can you say Shvichas Damim was more chumra to them than Eishes Ish? In both cases, you get either Herek or Chenek. So on this, he has a pill pull. He says, yeah. If it's all the same category, what?
So how is it for them?
They all get the same misa, either Hereg or Chenek. But you see that there's no Chumra or Kula. So he answers that really we could prove that Shvichas Domin is more Chamor than Eishes Ish, even for Bnei Noach. How are we going to prove that Shvichas Domin is more Chamor than Eishes Ish for Bnei Noach? From the halachas of Yarag Val Yavor. Is a Ben Noach Mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem, meaning to be Moser Nafsho, Machlokas in the Gemara, and according to Tosfos, it comes out, according to the Rambam, we paskin, a Ben Noach is not Mitzuvah on Kiddush Hashem. So if someone holds a gun to a goy's head and says, eat the Eber Menachai, he doesn't have to give his life up. Okay? He could eat the Eber Menachai. Is that true for all Zion Mitzvahs? By six of the seven, everyone agrees. By one, there's a machlokas. There's machlokas achronim. What about shvichas damim? If someone holds a gun to a goy's head and says, kill this other goy, or kill anybody, does he have to give his life up? Machlokas. Some say by shvichas damim, by yarug val yavor of ritzicha, that a goy has to be moser nafsho davka here. Why? Because since the Gemara's reason for yarug val yavor by gila rios, and the Avodah Zarah is a Gzeiras HaKasuv. Gzeiras HaKasuv doesn't apply to Goyim. Shvichas Damim is not a Gzeiras HaKasuv, it's the famous Svara of who says that my blood is it's better than yours. That Svara applies equally to Yisrael and to a Ben Noach, quite possibly. In which case, it says Chaviv Yisrael Chaviv Yisrael. And a fine. Lay there. So, if you do say that the Svara applies to a Ben Noach, then we would see the Chumra Shebo in Ritzicha for the fact that he has to give his life up for Ritzicha and not for the other ones. So therefore, he says, we can still Mekayim this Pshat, that Shvichas Damim was more Chumra to them than Eishes Ish. Okay, now let's get into other Rayas. Yes? That's what I'm saying. The Gemara Sanhedrin has a Chakira, has a Yibayil, who, if Ben Noach is Mitzuvah or not Mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem, we paskin they're not Mitzuvah in Kiddush Hashem. Kiddush Hashem? That's the sugya there. One sheet says that it's Zion in all of these, one says it's not, that it's not one of the seven, that's the sugya. Maybe Kiddush Hashem includes, maybe in each one, Kiddush Hashem is Nichlal in it. They're Mitzuvah on Eber Mechai and Kiddush Hashem Shiva.
Is that included in having Dinim? somebody who's coming, if it's against their, like, they threatened with their life, it's not...
By dinim?
By dinim.
If someone threatens their life with dinim? Yeah.
So then, and they do it, so then that would break down, dinim. There wouldn't be any, like, there's going to be able to function, because then it would be forced to run off.
Why?
There's no force for everyone else to do something. I'm not sure what you mean. Tell me afterwards. For other examples of this discussion, if in one Isser Chamor is stronger than many Isser Kals, so Mishnah Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Tezvav, says Hakol Lifi Rov HaMaaseh. In the middle of the Mishnah says Hakol Lifi Rov HaMaaseh. The Rambam understands that to mean it's greater to give a penny of tzedakah 100 times than to give $1 once.
But to also give it to 100 different people. Right?
To give 100 to 100 different people.
Wait, even if I give it to the same guy later on.
Whatever the case is, 100 things that add up, is it better to give one great sum one time?
But is it also it's better for me to say give the same guy a penny every single day, right? Because it's the mitzvah every time.
Yeah, that's not the point here. The point is it better to do a small mitzvah many times or one big mitzvah once? The Rambam says the lashon of the Mishnah is not hakol lefi rov hagedulah, hakol lefi rov hamaisa. That not lefi, I'm sorry, not hakol lefi godel hamaisa, hakol lefi rov hamaisa. Not based on how big the action you do is, if you do it many times. Okay, so say it's a chush of amount or different people, whatever the case is. The Rambam is saying in the nosein, it's a greater mila to do a mitzvah many times. So you see, it's a raya that. Small. I mean, we're talking about losa says yisurim, but it's better to do something small many times better than one big time. Next, famous machlokas. Who do we pass him like? Beshilu beishamai. The Gemara Yevamo says the mila of beishamai is mechadid tvei. They're sharper. The mila of Beshilu was they were rove. They were a majority. And the Bas Kol says we pass him like Beshilu. So you see. What? I don't know. The Gemara says not that way, but so you see that even though Lechora in quality Mishnah was better, but the fact that Beis Hillel was many would outweigh the follow the Rav against the quality of Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, and it's let's just say the examples. Well, because he's saying that numerous small actions will add up to one greater action. So, what defines better, quantity or quality? That's part of this discussion. Now, then the Gemara in Yuma says it's better. Lashon of Mutav Sheichal Shabbos Achas Kadesha Yishmor Shabbos Harbe. It's you're allowed to Mechal Shabbos. Pikuach nefesh docha kol Torah kula, right? You're allowed to mechal Shabbos. Kedei sheyish mor Shabbosos harbe. Mechal one Shabbos to keep many Shabbosos. Let's think about this. To be mechal Shabbos once is an Isser Kares, Isser Skila. To keep many Shabbosos is not going to be as great of a thing. You keep ases of Zohar Sefer Shabbos Lekacho. You stop yourself from doing lavim. But Lechora, the Aveira, one time is much greater than any Kiyum you have one time. Elamai, the Pshat is, maybe, that by keeping Shabbos numerous times, you're being Mekayim numerous Aseis, and that would add up, that would be equal to one Isser Chamor of being Mechal Shabbos. Next Raya. This one is very fascinating. Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed Beis Amud Beis, says that Lamed Beis Amud Beis. You do. The case is that in order to be able to get the shofar on Rosh Hashanah on Yontiv, you have to be over certain Yisurei Derabbanans, Mefachna Lavas Agal or Tchumin or going up a tree. You have to be over certain Derabbanans to get to the shofar to blow it. The Mishnah says. We don't allow you to do it.
Is on Shabbos?
On Rosh Hashanah. So, yeah. the Gemara says, why not? Shofar is an ase. Yontiv is a los ase and an ase. Ein ase doche los ase vi ase. Everybody asks.
Los ase is worse than an ase.
We know ase is doche los ase. But ein ase doche los ase vi ase. Now, everybody asks, these Yisurim are not Deraisa, they're only Derabanan. To get to the shofar is only an Isur Derabanan. So they answer that here, Osu Chizuk L'Dibrayim, we treat these Derabanan like Deraisas. Okay. Everybody else has another kasha. Klal, as far as Ase Doche Lo Sase goes, is it needs to be Be'inna. It needs to be at the same time. At the time of when you're being over the Isur, is the same time that you're being Mekayim the Ase. Correct? If it's not Be'idna, if it's not at the same time, the Ase is not Doche, the Los Ase. Here, at the moment that you're being over the Issa Derabanan to get to the Shofar, you're not being Mekayim any Ase, because you're not blowing the Shofar at the second that you're being over the Issa. So, Rishonim ask, why is the Gemara need to say the reason why you don't get the Shofar is because Ein Ase Doche, Los Ase Vi Ase? Even if it would be just the los ase, and we generally hold ase doche los ase, here it would not be doche because it's not done at the same time. It's not be'inna. So why does the Gemara have to come on to ein ase doche los ase vi ase as the reason why you can't get the shofar? Even if it would be just the los ase, we still wouldn't say the kolam of ase doche los ase here because it's not done be'inna. The mitzvah is not done at the same time as the avera. So comes along a tremendous shita that says. This is brought in the Magen Avraham, Tuf Mem Vav, B'Shem Neshiboli HaLeket, B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam, that in Asay Derabim, if there's a mitzvah Asay Derabim, whatever that means, that will be Doche Alos Asay, if it's not Be'idna. Even though Ein Asay Doche Alos Asay, if it's not Be'idna, if the Asay is an Asay Derabim, it will be Doche. This is the Magen Avraham, B'Shem Rebbeinu Tam. No, just the Los Ase. So that's how the Shibuli Halakhet says Pshat in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah.
I thought we already know Ase Doche.
Wait. Yes, but if it's not Be'idna, it's not Doche. So you need Ase Derabim to say that it is Doche. So now, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, it's not Be'idna. The Ase is not Ase Derabim. While the Magen Avraham understands, this is the shofar case. So, one second. Somebody gets it whoever gets the shofar is one person.
Right.
The mitzvah shofar is nogea to many, many people. Magen Avraham understands that to mean that one person is mostly everybody's chiyuv, but the way Rav Yosef Engel goes, which we need to accept, is many people will be mekayim the mitzvah. When one person blows, everybody's being mekayim the mitzvah. So we'll get there. Take it slowly. So why Lamaisa can't you take out the shofar in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah? Because even though Ase Derabim is Doche Losa Ase, when it's Shalom Be'inna, as the Ase and the Losa are not at the same time, but in Ase Doche Losa Ase Ve Ase, the Ase Derabim won't be strong enough to be Doche Losa Ase Ve Ase Shalom Be'inna. The Gemara says that, we're just trying to explain the Gemara. Now,
so that puts it the other way.
Wait. Before, let's first get the Gemara down pat, then we'll see how it complies. So that's the Gemara. So now, what's more chamor, an ase or a lav? So even though ase is doche los ase, the Gemara in Yevamos, Dav Zayin, says that a los ase is more chamor than an ase. Gemara says Los Ase is more chamor, and that which Ase is doke Los Ase is Xer Sakosu. Kilayim Betzitzis is the main limud that we have. So now, and when is Ase doke Los Ase? Only when it's Dumya to Kilayim Betzitzis. Kilayim Betzitzis is Be'inna, so Ase will be doke Los Ase whenever it's Be'inna. But let's think for a second. What if you have a case where the Ase is more chamor than the Los Ase? What if you could fathom such an example? Then you wouldn't need to come on to the klolim of Ase Doche Los Ase and Be'idna, you wouldn't need the Gezeiras HaKosov to override the Chomer Lav. You would just say the Aseh outweighs the weaker Los Aseh. So an Aseh de Rabim, which is stronger than a Los Aseh by itself, because even though Los Aseh is Chomer, Aseh de Rabim is stronger because, like this Yesod, a Aseh which happens to many people, so there's many small mitzvahs happening, is greater than one lo sa'aseh ha-chamor. Even though in general, lo sa'aseh is more chamor than the aseh. And the only reason aseh is doche lo sa'aseh is because of the gzeiras ha-kosuv. An aseh derabim is stronger than a lo sa'aseh, because an aseh derabim happens, the mitzvah happens to many people. Whereas the lo sa'aseh is only one person doing the aveira. So even if it's shelo be'idna, The Aseh Derabim will be Doche the Los Aseh, because you don't need the Yesodos of Aseh Doche Los Aseh. You don't need to come on to Gezeiras HaKosuv. The Aseh is stronger than the Los Aseh. So even if it's Shelo Be'idna, that would be the reason why the Rebbe Tam says Aseh Derabim is Doche Los Aseh. But when the Gemara says you throw in two Los Aseh's, he doesn't speak this out, but I guess the pshat would be that if you have many small mitzvahs or aveiros, even though it outweighs one chamor or chashuv mitzvah, lo sa'aseh, it wouldn't outweigh two of them. L'chora, that's, I guess.
It's not like double.
I don't know how the numbers work. That's the cheshbon that he suggests. It's a beautiful pshat.
Fine, but what you're saying is, so you're saying shofar, but shofar, you're saying...
Shofar is mitzvah derabim. So, each person's mekayim a mitzvah, so that's many mitzvahs. The Avera is only being done by one person.
So right, but we say shofar can't do it because I guess they're not Eastern the mitzvah, they're just mekayim.
That makes the chashuv.
So you can't?
No. If it would just be a lo sa'aseh, then the aseh would be doche, even shelo be'inna. The problem is, yantiv is a lo sa'aseh vi'aseh. That's what we were saying. The Gemara says the reason why you can't do it because ein aseh doche lo sa'aseh vi'aseh. And Lefi Ar Svara, the explanation why it's not Doche, even though the Aseh is not Aseh Derabim, is because an Aseh Derabim, while it is stronger than one strong Lo Saseh, it won't be stronger than a Lo Saseh and an Aseh that's coupled with it. That's what you're asking about, the numbers and the thing. All we know is that many mitzvahs or aveiras will be as strong, if not stronger, than one mitzvah or aveira. But when you throw in the Lo Saseh V'Aseh, then Lefi this will come out that then the Aseh Derabim would not be strong enough. What? What is it? A mitzvah lo sa'aseh and a mitzvah sa'aseh. No, I'm saying on Yontif there's a lo sa'aseh and an aseh. So shofar, mitzvah sa'aseh of shofar is not though the lo sa'aseh and aseh of Yontif. But the whole question was, why the Gemara need to come on to lo sa'aseh v'aseh? The Gemara simply could have said, here we don't say aseh doche lo sa'aseh because it's not be'inna. And that's what we explained the whole question.
Which is the Los Aseh of the
Los Aseh and the Aseh of Shofar beat out the Mitzvah Aseh of Shofar. We were just giving the because we can speak about the Cheshbon later, but we're giving the whole Cheshbon about why needed to come on to Ein Aseh Doche Los Aseh V'Aseh. Now, one more example. There's a Machlokas Rishonim. Is an Aseh Doche Tu Lavin. We know Aseh Doche Lo Saseh is a Doche Tu Lavin. So he wants to suggest this is Taloi in our Shaila. Meaning, even though we said Lo Saseh is more Chamor than Aseh, however, after there's a cost of the Kalayim B'tzitzis, we know that Aseh is more Chashuv than Lo Saseh. You can see Ramban and Parshas Yisro, Rebbe Akiva is Mitzayin, that Aseh is more Chashuv than Lo Saseh. How that stems with the Gemara that calls Lo Saseh Chamor, we have to deal with it. But after the Gezeiras HaKosuv, an Aseh is more Chashuv. So now, what if it goes against two Lavim? So this is like the flip way. Will two Lavim together be able to be stronger than the Chashuv Aseh? And therefore we would say, Ein Aseh Doche Beis Lavim. That would be true if we keep with our Yesod that numerous small Isurim reach one chashuv thing. But according to the shittas that would hold Aseh is doche beis lavim, l'chora that shittah would be going that one chashuv mitzvah would outweigh numerous small ones.